Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Blowing My Cover, My Life as a CIA Spy, by Lindsay Moran. Narrated by Jennifer Jill Araya. 1. I am in a medical laboratory at the Central Intelligence Agency, waiting to pee in a cup. The sterility of the atmosphere here, everything is white, chills me to the bone. I am slightly humiliated by the prospect of a drug test, but I want this job badly enough that I'm willing to submit to it. I've just finished another test in a soundproof chamber, raising my right hand every time I hear a shrill, high-pitched sound, not unlike a dog whistle. One among the many things I must prove over the next few days is that I am not deaf. The sight and hearing exams provide me a surging sense of pride. Perhaps, like one of the pioneer astronauts, I possess the right stuff. The drug test, on the other hand, just makes me feel like a derelict.
Why would you want to work for an organization that doesn't trust you from the get-go?
My boyfriend had asked me about the week of screening required in my quest to be hired by the CIA. Drug tests are normal for any number of jobs, I pointed out.
Yeah, but a lie detector test is not, he said, referring to the polygraph, which will follow in the coming days.
Be sure to provide enough urine to reach the designated spot. A Nurse Ratchet lookalike, with eyes the color of a corpse, hands me a plastic cup whose side has been marked halfway up with a thick black slash. I take the cup and head into the restroom. My eyes dart about the tiny chamber as I wonder if the mirror is made of two-way glass. If not, where is the hidden camera? I sit on the toilet, plastic cup in hand, and think about how I got here in the first place. 5 years earlier, I'd given the commencement speech at my college graduation. I had concluded my, in retrospect, sanctimonious talk by saying, "It is my hope that each of us will influence a particular community, and that we will do so not by shouldering the expectations of others, but by remaining faithful foremost to ourselves." The day after I made this speech, I sent my resume to the Central Intelligence Agency. At the age of 21, this was my personal act of faithfulness. My father, who worked for the Defense Department his entire life, was certain the CIA would never take me.
"You're not their type," he said. "They look for people who've been the president of the Young Republicans Club."
Maybe my father's doubt impelled me to approach the CIA in the first place. I was intent on proving him wrong. Aside from that, I'd always wanted to be a spy and felt as if I'd spent my entire life in training. In childhood, my favorite books, which I would read over and over again, starred Harriet the Spy. When I'd been naughty and was sent to my room as punishment, I used the opportunity to monitor the movements of our next-door neighbors, the McCormicks. I routinely communicated in secret code, using a flashlight, with my best friend, who lived two doors down. I was expert at rifling through drawers or ferreting around the attic to find the Christmas presents, which I would open in advance and then undetectably rewrap. I also seemed to have no problem lying, especially to my parents. Once, when my father confronted my brother and me about who had defiled the living room walls with green crayon, and neither one of us would fess up, he finally said,
"Okay, Lindsay, I know it was you."
"Me?" I wailed, injured by and indignant over his accusation. "How do you know it was me?"
"First of all, your brother would not graffiti the walls," my father said. And then, with somewhat more gravity, "Second of all, your brother would not lie."
I
Sample complete. Ready to continue?